Him, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we are celebrating the resurrection of the Lord, which is every Sunday. We are celebrating this service, and we are also celebrating today the seven young men of Ephesus that they had been Christians, and in times of Decia, he was the emperor that was making terrible persecutions for Christians and torturing them and killing them all over. And somebody snitched on the seven youths that they were from wealthy families and from the well-off in the city, from the high society, and they have been those secretly Christians, and somebody told to the emperor about them, and the emperor called them and asked them if they would bring the to the pagans a sacrifice, and they said no, they're Christians, and they didn't hide it. And so the emperor demanded immediately that they would be taken off their belts, or sign of warriors and the sign of leaders in the army, and they were immediately stripped of their honors. And but then the emperor, seeing that how youthful and how good looking they were, he had said that I'm going to give you a few days to think about it. I'm leaving the city, and I'll come back, and then we'll talk about it. By that time, I hope you reconsider. And he left, and they released the youth, and the youth went and took money from the parents, and gold and silver, and they started to give away to the poor people, and the homeless ones. And then they decided they were going to hide in the cave that they knew not too far away. And they went into the cave and were hiding there. And the youngest of them was sent every day or every few days to get bread from the market. And one day he goes there to get bread, and he hears that the emperor is coming back. And today, and the same day, so he takes a little bread and takes it back to his friends, to the cave, and they eat a little bit, and then they fall asleep, and with expectation that the next day they have to be facing the emperor. And but they fell asleep not the way you and I fall asleep, but they fell asleep actually for 372 years. They fell asleep. The Lord had shown a great miracle with them. And so many years later, Ephesus was totally changed, because Christians had taken over, and they had their own bishops, and they had the emperor was so Christian. And and of course the youth didn't know anything about it. And they wake up as if the next morning, and they send the same young man to buy bread for them and to find out what is the situation with Diki, that emperor, the nasty emperor. And he went, and all of a sudden he's surprised. The city is totally changed, and there's crosses many places, and there's icons, and he hears people talking about Jesus Christ, and it's just unbelievable. He thought he must have gotten to a wrong city. But then he finds a merchant where he usually was buying the bread, and gives him a coin. And the coin is from, of course, over 300 years old, and so on. And the merchant looks at it, and he's surprised, and he thinks, oh, the young man must have uncovered some treasure to have that kind of a coin. And he had immediately grabbed them and showed it to other merchants, and they decided that they're going to get it out of him, where is the treasure is? And they take him to the judge and they threaten him with even tortures, and if he doesn't reveal to them the truth. But he tells him the truth, that he just got it yesterday from his father and from his relatives, and they started to ask him. Of course, he couldn't find anybody that was familiar with him, and he didn't notice anybody that he could recognize, because so many years had passed by. And then he said to them finally, well, come with me to the cave and I will show you my friends over there. And he asked about whether Dickie is still alive, and he says, oh no, he's been gone many, many years ago. And so they come to the cave and they see that the six other youth, and they're all well, and the clothes and everything is on their zips, and they just got there. And it's a great miracle. And the reason for that was because in that city they started to have a heresy come up, just like in the Old Testament. There used to be Sadducees and the Pharisees. The Pharisees believed in life after death and believed in the angels and the existence of the demons, but the Sadducees denied that there is life after death. And the same thing has started to happen over there, that many Christians started to deny that there is life after death. And so the Lord showed them the great miracle, showed them that here is the youth that were actually in a cave, closed in, and of course to the world they have died, but they were resurrected by the Lord 372 years later, and then totally well, without aging, without any signs of any corruptions at all. And so there was a great miracle, and of course they uncovered also a box that said their names and what year they were put in there, that they were martyrs for Christ at the time of Dickie and the emperor and my beloved. It was a great joy for the emperor and the bishops and all the people, and great strength was given to the people again to believe in the resurrection. And then they stayed for a little while. They conversed with the bishops and the emperor, and they were loved so much. But then a few days later, the Lord decided to take him to the kingdom of heaven. And of course, they went, and there they were celebrating their memory today. My beloved, today we heard the gospel of where the Lord is being approached by the Father, that his son was having being possessed by the demons and causing them so much trouble, and they asked the disciples to cast out the demons, and they couldn't do it. And the Lord, of course, immediately cast out the demons, and then the disciples later on asked him why we couldn't do it, and he says, this because of your lack of faith. If you had enough faith, the little seed, then you could be able to tell the mountain to move from here and go into the river or into him, to the sea, and it will do that. Whatever you ask for, it will be given to you if you have the faith. But this type is being cast out only through fasting and prayers, and this is where we are at right now. We are at the fasting, strict fasting, this week and a little bit more. It's the mission for the mission of the Mother of God. My beloved, is strict fasting. We cannot have any fish even, except for the Transfiguration, which we're going to have on Tuesday, the holiday of Transfiguration. But in the meantime, we have to realize fasting is not a dieting. Dieting is nothing without, it doesn't do nothing for our soul. We must have the fasting with prayer. Prayer, we have to intensify our prayer. It is utmost importance. And then we can cast out the demons. What kind of demons? Well, demons is what self-wills, demons of pride, demons of blasphemy against the Lord, and unbelief, and all those, the kind that are destroying the world. These are the demons that can be cast out through prayers and fasting, and it has to be both. You have to have the prayer and the fasting. So let us hope that we went a few days already with the fasting. Let's continue the fasting rules, and let's intensify it and try to bring, there's lots and lots of prayer, but not just lip service, but to have a prayer from the heart, and with tears flowing from our eyes, with tears of repentance and tears of rejoicing, knowing that we're contacting actually the Lord and Mother of God and guardian angels and all the saints. It is so wonderful to have contact with the heavenly dwellers. You have to find out yourself. If you haven't found out yourself through a deep prayer, then you have to learn to do it. You have to struggle and to fight for it, to attain the prayer, because all the saints have done that. All the saints have been able to truly to reach the heavenly dwellers, and they're able to converse with them as I am conversing with you, and they would be so joyful to know that all the saints are actually healing them and returning them with a peace in their heart, as the Lord does, and as the Mother of God and guardian angel and the seven youth of Ephesus, when we addressing them as we did last night in the all-night vigil, that we know that they have heard us and they responded us with giving us the peace in the heart. And this is what the true faith is all about, is to find the kingdom of heaven in your heart, and that then peace comes in your heart, and then love is there, and long-suffering, and not thinking of evil, but thinking only of good, and remembering our Lord, remembering the words that he said, that when he was leaving to his father with his body acquired from the Mother of God, he had told the apostles, I am with you, and always will be with you until the end of times. And of course, he is always with us, for he is everywhere present and finished all things. Let's try to really harder, much harder, to try to pray and to pray and to bring our heart into the prayer, not just the mind, but also the heart, to accept every word that there is being said, that we read or that we hear, that it actually comes from our heart. It's not that it was just written by some saints and so on, and we're under this. Let's adapt to all these words as if it all comes from our heart, from ourselves. And this is real prayer. And then you'll find peace. And then you'll be able to know that this life is a temporary life, and that the real life will come after the Lord will invite us and bring us into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.